I'm just as lonely as you are inside a bar.
That's Scott H. Byrum, and yes, he's probably inside a bar right now as he's on the road playing songs from his new album, the one and only Scott H. Byrum. We found the Texas-based, self-proclaimed, dirty old one-man band about to play a bar in California. So, we needed to know, is Scott a one-man band on the album as well as on stage?
You know, on my older records, it started out, it was just straight-up one-man band sounding. These days, I tend to layer a lot of things and do, you know, rhythm guitars and lead guitars and bass and drums and right. Harmony vocals and all that. But it's all me.
Yep. Okay.
And on the last record I did, I had a guest, my friend Jesse Dayton played a few songs on there. He was just nominated for a Grammy recently.
Ooh.
This one, I started it during the pandemic. I was just locked in there as much as I could be.
Right.
It was
right,
a good
right.
excuse to make a record.
Yep. And where did you make it? Did you make it in Texas?
Yeah, I have a recording studio at the house. It's like a 2-room recording studio, and it's a small space, but I have the same equipment as a multi-million-dollar pro studio. So it's pretty cool. I can get away with all kinds of things in that little room.
Right.
And I'm not on anybody's clock.
There, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I tend to, when I go into other studios, I tend to have a feeling I'm the clock's just ticking by, and I tend to hustle through songs and play them too fast when I feel that way, you know?
Right. Oh, okay, that's interesting.
At home, I can record them 400 times and then go back to the first one.
Gotcha. So it starts out with a tune called No Man's Land. So, and I think you got a video out for that one already.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about why is that the leadoff track on the album?
Right behind the shack down by Wolfman Creek, hidden in some bushes deep, the big old tree. He was waiting for his mama with big metal chain. You know, the woman had it coming for bringing shame to the family name. You got to run from your daddy, cause he's a big motherfucker. Ain't nobody gotta tell you that your luck's done run out down there in no man's land.
It's kind of one of the heavier songs on the record, and it's got a lot of the blues influence that I kind of think of myself as a bluesman before anything else. Even though I do country and I do metal and rock and roll and bluegrass, I always think of myself as a blues man first and foremost. So. And that one just kind of, you know, it just had some, cojones.
Yep.
And so I thought that was a good way to start, you know?
Yep. And do you have much to do with making the videos as well?
Yeah, I mean, they're generally, my vision. My friend Frank, Huesos from San Antonio, Texas, has helped me make the last three or four videos over the last few albums, and he just I give him a few ideas and he takes it and runs with it, and I can always trust what he ends up with from the broad idea that I gave him that's going to come out great, you know. This No Man's Land, I really started, I said, I want to be in a bathtub full of blood, and I want to sing, and I want to come out of the water like in Apocalypse Now, out of the blood. But and then we realized that a clawfoot bathtubs are really hard to move around to a specific location, so we decided we'll just pour blood all over me.
Right. It looks like just like a big empty barn you're shooting in. Was that what it was?
Yeah, there's a crazy story about that. When I was a little kid, I lived in this little town called Fentress, Texas, and there was an old skating rink there that was built in 1917, and my grandparents used to skate there as kids, and my mom skated there. My mom said, I must have skated a million miles in there. And I actually skated there when I was 3 and around 5 years old they reopened it for just special occasions. And in 87, they moved that entire building all the way to Lockhart, Texas, where I was born, which is about, 15 miles down the road or something.
Right.
And, And it's just been sitting there. They used it in a couple movies. The HBO, I think it was, had the show The Leftovers.
All right.
They filmed some stuff there.
Right.
But I managed. I just happened to my wife's a hairdresser, and she, one of her clients' cousins, just happens to own that.
Oh, nice.
Skating rink. And I got permission to do it. They gave me the combination to the gate, and we went out there. And I don't know that they knew we were going to be running around with half naked with blood all over us, but
yeah. Not something you need to advertise, is it? You don't want to. You don't want to open with that.
Well, yeah, and I had to do a press photo shoot a couple of weeks later, and I went out there, and I was like, I want to go over here. I want to make sure we didn't. I remember when they poured the blood on my head that it pooled up all over this sidewalk in front of this old house that's in the video. And I said, man, I didn't mention this to the owner. I should go over there and see if that blood's still there before he thinks one of his cows is bleeding to death or something. Right. But I think the rain had washed it away. So
oh, that's good. Excellent. Yeah, it's cool. And I like I think there's a line in there, shooting daddy's pistol and smoking daddy's crystal. Is that one of them?
Shooting daddy's pistol and smoking dirty crystal. Yeah.
Dirty crystal.
Yeah, because it was the song's about it's based on this little turnout on the other side of the river in this little town I lived in when I was a kid. And it was like a gravel road that went down the river. And then on the other side of the river was the other county. And there was a turnaround. And there was always a barrel that was burning there or smoking, and there was like a bunch of brush piled up there, and there was always seemed to be like some old car over there running on the side, and who knows what was going on in there. Uh-huh. So it was pretty seedy, and I just figured I should write a song about it and make it seem worse than it really was.
Absolutely, very good. And a couple of other artists came to mind as I was listening to the first couple of songs: ZZ Top, Mojo Nixon, and Dr. Hook, Shel Silverstein. Are those relevant to you?
Yes. Well, ZZ Top is a huge influence on me. You know, I think Billy Gibbons is probably my favorite living guitar player.
Yeah.
Mojo Nixon was a friend of mine. He passed away.
He just died a couple of weeks ago, didn't he?
Yeah. So, there's that. But Dr. Hook, I mean, I know who Dr. Hook is, but Dr. Hook's kind of like Captain Beefheart too, right? Isn't it kind of that?
Something like that. Well, it started out being like that, and then they got really slick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But Dr. Hook would cover the Rolling Stone. I think it was written by Shel Silverstein, who, you know, like wrote A Boy Named Sue and all those songs.
Yeah. And the cartoons in the Playboy magazine.
That's right. Now, I see you covered Easy Rider or CC Rider or whatever it is being called now or later.
Yeah.
What it was originally done by like Ma Rainey back in the 20s, wasn't it?
Yeah, the versions I know are Lead Belly songs.
Sure, yep.
And, you know, he did one CC Rider, and he did one under the title Easy Rider.
Oh, Easy Rider, see what you done, done, Lord. Easy Rider, see what you done, done. Yeah, you made me love you. Now you're made of gold. Singing, hey.
I didn't play the song like it really goes. I played it in the key of A and just kind of a very straight beat. I know how to play it the traditional way, but it wasn't really what I was going for.
Yep.
And so in my head, when I recorded that, I was trying to do a gospel tent revival sound. And I even kind of dumbed down the bass and the guitars and things and tried to make them sound a little lo-fi and not well recorded in order to get real. I was just really trying to paint that picture of we're inside of a tent, you know.
yep.
I think it worked out pretty good. For a while I was going to scrap it, and then I redid some of the tracks and just kind of fixed it up, and it came out pretty good.
Pretty good. And you also do a Reverend Gary Davis tune, Death Has No Mercy, which is a classic.
When our death don't have no mercy in this land, death don't have no mercy in this land. Oh, they come to your house and they won't stay long. You look in the bed and you'll find somebody gone. Death don't have no mercy in this land.
I mean, that one I've known for years, but there's the little second part of the main progression does a kind of a strange thing with the music. It goes from the song's in E minor, so normally if you go down to the four, it would be an A minor, but on the second part of the thing, it goes to an A major, even though it has an A minor. So you don't get that a lot of in songs where you have the same chord, but the minor version and the major version of the same song. And I always thought that was pretty cool, you know. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you got another video for Inside a Bar, which is, and there's some pretty cool guitar playing going on there. I assume that's you.
Pick it up.
In the video, there's a band playing, but it's just some of my friends from the Hickoids and the Beaumonts pretending to be playing. I was going for I wanted it to seem like the very pitiful, pathetic end of the night in a slow night at a bar when everybody's drunk and there's no one in there and they still have all the disco lights on.
Right.
And
I think you have a first-hand experience with?
Yeah, a little bit. I wore a white Adidas tracksuit in there too, because I wanted to look like just some golfer guy that had come in there for happy hour and was
right.
Still there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you also have a nice Run DMC tracksuit on as well.
Oh yeah, my friend Eric Weitzman from over here on the West Coast. He used to be a DJ in the '80s. And
right.
That is an authentic promotional Run DMC tracksuit from 84.
Right.
He also sent me a Quiet Riot mask. Pretty cool.
Of course. Now you got a 50th birthday coming up, don't you?
Yeah, man. I'm not worried about it.
Well, just the fact that you say that makes me think you are.
Yeah, I'm a good liar. it's kind of weird to be on the road hitting a landmark like that, you know.
Yep,
and
yep.
And we're gonna be still on the West Coast, or I guess by the time we have a big full solar eclipse coming, like it's gonna be a complete blackout, and that's the best place to see it is in Texas, and we're gonna be somewhere between Denver and Iowa, or Denver and so I don't think we're gonna catch it where we're at. So there was just a couple things, you know, the birthday and the solar eclipse I had kind of been looking forward to, but you know, music business, got to do it when it's time.
Yep. So you can do anything different on stage on your birthday shows?
I brought my tracksuit with me just
in
case.
There you go. Yeah, that's more than enough.
But yeah, you know, we're used to the road. I got two lives. I got life at home and life on the road.
Yep.
Or it's more like I have a life at home and half dead on the road. I haven't really got a lot of reaction from people that have listened to the record that were at the shows. They're probably worn out from the show still.
Or deaf.
Yeah, or deaf. But I'm really looking forward to hearing what people have to say about it. It's a lot like my other records, but it's a lot different in some ways, you know.
Right. So, what do you?
Some of those weird electronic program songs on there, just to change it up.
Yeah, I noticed on like Giving Up on a Man, you're like panning your voice back and forth and doing all sorts of weird effects.
Well, you know, I've been studying recording on my own for years and years, and one of the things you always read in the recording books is, don't pan all the way to the right and all the way to the left, and you know, be conservative with your panning. And when we were in high school, and I was tweaking those little those knobs all over the place, and then you know, here 35 years later or something, I'm like, I'm back, baby. I'm gonna start twisting those things again, man. I don't care what they say. I'm a rebel.
Fantastic, excellent. Well, you see, it's never too late. Even at 50, you can be a rebel.
I really like old recordings, like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and people like that, where they put Sonny and his harmonica all the way on the right, and they put Brownie McGee all the way on the left with his guitar, and you know, I always thought that was really cool. And there's some really weird ones, I want to say from the 60s, where the drums are all the way to the right on recording, and the drums aren't even in the left side on stuff. And that's an interesting way to approach it. I used to listen to them all the time, and then I kind of broke away from it for a while, and just recently I started throwing Sonny and Brownie on in the van here and there.
That'll get you going. Yeah. Excellent. All righty. Well, hopefully we will see you down in this part of the world at some point. Have a great birthday. Have a good release day. It's all happening, it sounds like. So, and maybe you'll even get to see the eclipse.
Maybe so. We can pretend like we saw it.
Absolutely.
I'll go like this.